Hey, welcome to the Dalhousie Corporate Residency MBA podcast. My name is Andy Klumpis. Thank you very much for listening today. We are speaking today with Bruce Smith. He's the Senior Manager of Staffing and Planning with Scotiabank, and he has been a strong supporter of the Dalhousie Corporate Residency MBA program. Bruce, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great, thanks. Bruce, you have been one of the founding members of the CRMBA. You've been a great support for us from the beginning. What initially interested you in signing up as an employer partner with the Corporate Residency MBA program?
Well, Andy, I guess, first of all, you know, we've had a Scotiabank's had a great relationship with Dalhousie University for a number of years. You know, certainly the last, 6 years, we've been, hosting a fall interview competition. Obviously, we come up and we do info sessions. We get involved in the Super Wednesdays and you name it. So we've had a great deal of involvement at the university, in the recruiting side as well. We've been involved in the Commerce Co-op program for a number of years and bring on a lot of co-ops and so on. So I speak to the great relationship that the Scotiabank has with Dalhousie University. And certainly, when the university had contacted me when they were looking at changing the MBA program, they asked me if I would be interested in sitting in on these focus groups to talk about what the new program should look like, and so on and so forth. So I was in a few of these focus group meetings, and we talked about things like, yeah, maybe we should look at an MBA program that has that's a little bit like the co-op program where we have internships and so on, and it evolved from there. Given our overall relationship with the school and our initial involvement in looking at a new MBA program, it was kind of a no-brainer for us to make sure that we were part of the program by being an employer partner.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much for your contribution so far. I do know that Scotiabank has been very involved with the program, and I know that all the students really appreciate it. How have your experiences with the corporate residency gone so far?
Really well. The first year, Scotiabank brought on four students into the internships, corporate residencies. We had a couple in the commercial bank. And we also, Scotia Capital, corporate, brought in a couple. So for the first year the program went through, we brought in four, very successful and a great experience. This past year, we basically, through all the interviews between Scotia Capital and the commercial bank, I think we made five offers.
And speaking of the students you hired last year, you've already hired four students from the second year class who are going to be graduating in 2 months. You've hired them for permanent jobs. That's 10% of the graduating class. What is it about the program and the students that gives you such confidence to hire them?
Well, I think one of the things is that three of the four that we're hiring on permanent jobs actually did the internships with us. So obviously the experience of the internship or the corporate residency itself speaks volumes. And at the end of the day, when you look at the reason, that we're in it, obviously from the standpoint of, being involved and giving back and participating with the university is one thing, but obviously from a recruiting standpoint, that's a big reason why we're in this, is that we're always looking for talent, and the fact that that we brought on four interns in that first cohort, and now we've offered three of the four of those permanent positions plus one other, I think speaks volumes for the way the program's set up, The fact that the students get a great opportunity to spend 8 months with a company to see if, you know, if they like it, if they like what they're doing, if they like the culture, the environment, the leadership, the whole piece. And of course, you'll never have a better opportunity as far as an 8 month interview, really, as far as seeing how a person works. And you know, also to see if they, you know, we feel they fit in the company and so on. So I think that's a great testament to the program and the success of that internship.
Definitely. I think we should definitely point out that while some students may go into a corporate residency and love it and actually get a job offer before they're even done the residency, which has happened with some students in the second years, a lot of students are also using it just as an opportunity to gain experience, and they don't have to feel like the corporate residency they go into is the career path they have to follow.
Right on. Well, and one, for example, the student that we brought on in the commercial bank here in Halifax, you know, last year, you know, January 2010 to August, we actually had an offer in that individual's hand before he left us in August, you know, for permanent hire come, you know, upon graduation. So you know, those are the things that if you see that fit, and you know that they're kind of looking positively at an opportunity, you know, my thought is that, you know, why not get it done? And for the student, they're not going to have to worry about, you know, going out and looking for a job come the fall, you know, for graduation. And the nice thing is that we've already, you know, solidified the relationship. So great for us and great for them.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine what it's like to be a student and to already have a job lined up a year before you graduate. Most people certainly don't have that luxury.
No. And like I say, and even in the cases where, you know, some of the students didn't, basically, you know, they might, you know, for example, I know of one other student that certainly, you know, liked Scotiabank, wanted to see what else Scotiabank had to offer in other areas and so on, and then did get an offer from another area in Scotiabank too. So that's the other piece too, is that at least they've had an opportunity to see how the company works and know a little bit more about it, the culture and all that. And I guess what it does is that, you know, whether you get a job in the same department you were training, or one in another part of the company, at the end of the day, it's you've got a really good had an opportunity to really see if this is a company that you want to spend you know, a good part of your career in.
For sure. Now, Bruce, experience is not required for students to apply to the corporate residency MBA. What do you and other employers look for when hiring for corporate residencies?
Well, the you know, certainly, I think, Andy, one thing is when we looked at the program right off the bat, one thing that we were seeing was that there was quite a few students coming right out of undergraduate degrees that were going into MBAs without a whole bunch of work experience anyway. Okay, obviously you've got your other situations where people go and work a while and so on, but what we were seeing lately, as you know, a lot of students coming out of, whether it's a Bachelor of Commerce or a Bachelor of in Sciences or whatever, but then they were moving right into an MBA program very quickly. So the thing is that by adding the internship, what we're doing is providing some of that work experience that maybe they just haven't had. You know, certainly we understand that individuals coming in are probably not going to have a great big history of work experience. So what we do, we look at a number of factors. For us, certainly, you know, one of the things that we are looking for is, you know, good finance background, obviously for the jobs that, you know, the analyst type roles that we're offering right now. You do need to be strong on the finance side. So we look at that. But we also look at other factors such as was the student involved in sports, team sports, community, volunteerism. There's a whole package there that we look at, and it's certainly just not the academic side or even the job experience. We try to look at the whole picture and try to find someone that we feel is going to be a real good fit for us. So that hasn't been a deterrent for us, and I think, you know, we recognize that it's part of the program, and obviously, you know, working closely with Dal, with this MBA program, seeing people land on their feet on good jobs is going to all feed into the success of the program, and I think that's a keynote to make.
And the fact that you've already hired 4 second-year students for permanent jobs goes to show what sort of choices your organization has made and how they've paid off for you with the residency. Bruce, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us for this podcast.
Andy, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Again, my name is Andy Klumpis. Thanks a lot for listening.